Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor. I am Lisa Urbanski, co-host of the show. Super pumped. I've got Elizabeth Jane back with me today. If you didn't check out our last episode, we talked about forgiveness and how forgiveness will actually set you free. It was amazing. Elizabeth Jane is the author of Free and First, Unlocking Your Ultimate Life. You can pick that up on Amazon. You can pick that up in our show notes because I'm going to have a link to that for you below after the show. Today, we are going to be talking about this amazing topic. I just love this stuff so much. It's like part of who I am. So I'm so fired up right now. We don't attract what we want, we attract what we are. So, how the inner state is the foundation for manifestation and happiness, and how happiness is essentially an inside job and the key to abundance. Before I give Elizabeth the floor, I just want to say thank you to Speaker and iHeartRadio for the sponsorship. We love you. Without you, this would not be possible. How's it going, Elizabeth?
It's wonderful. Thanks, Lisa. Yes, and I've had a lovely morning. Yes. I'm
Yes,
here. It's a morning in Australia.
you said you already went for your morning walk. You got your vitamin D. You were meditating. You must be just feeling on top of the world right now.
Yes, I did have that one coffee. I should be on tea, shouldn't I? Green tea or herbal tea. But I still love my one coffee in the mornings.
We'll talk off air, but I should tell you about my mushrooms. That might help you out too. Holistic stuff. But I'm really excited to talk to you today about this topic, about being on the frequency of happiness and abundance, and how when we're trying to manifest, how we can confuse why things are happening to us because of we're not actually manifesting, because it's how we're feeling and how we're processing emotions. Do you want to start talking about that?
Well, I think the trickiest thing is I think people understand that, to get your inner state is on track is what we need to be able to attract in abundance and joy and peace into our life. We have to, but often we don't know how to tap into that peaceful inner state that is our authentic self. And we can get lost because our thoughts can, our thoughts can take us down into a dive, and we don't not even aware of our thoughts. I mean, someone told me the other day we've got 60,000 thoughts a day. I can't keep track of 60,000 thoughts. So, I think the only way we can keep track of our thoughts and how we are in turn, how we actually really feel, is through our emotions, and so. But how do we tap into our emotions when we get so busy? We get busy with life. We're busy running around with, jobs or family or, and if we don't, I feel the really important thing is so as we can tap into our inner happy or into our inner peace and attract more of that, is that we need to take time out during the day, like 2 minutes here and there. It doesn't really matter at the traffic lights, in that queue when we're waiting. Oh gosh, waiting in that shopping queue at the supermarket. It doesn't really matter where it is. If we take that time, rather than get frustrated, oh gosh, I should be, I'm not going to get all my jobs done. My to-do list is just crazy. If we just take that time and go, oh, okay. I'm here. I'm in waiting mode. I'm going to use that time to power up. I'm going to use that time to just feel in, to be fully present, just to feel into my feelings, to belly breathe, none of this shallow breathing, stick our stomachs out and really breathe in like we're a big balloon. And then breathe out slowly, which will calm us naturally. If we've been running on adrenaline and job, 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 this, touch that 2 minutes, doesn't matter where it is, we can just breathe. And then we can really feel into what we need and let go of the things that are holding us back. Because if we're feeling anger, we acknowledge it, it gets a chance to move on. But often we just get so busy, it just gets stuck in us. Our emotions don't get a chance to be felt, and then they can't. And no one really likes to feel those unpopular emotions, as I say. It's so easy just to go, okay, no, I'm just going to really, I'm not unhappy. No, I'm not angry. I'm fine. I'm fine. I really am fine. And we can continue on life's hamster wheel without acknowledging how we feel. And that's the trap. That's the trap. It's a really, really big trap. Because unless we can stop, I really don't believe that those feelings, those heavy emotions that hold us back from tapping into our truth, our authentic self, they hold us back.
Is that where the disconnect between what we're trying to manifest and what we're getting into our life is actually happening? Because I know sometimes like how I feel and what I want aren't in alignment. Truly, like it takes a real is it, I mean it takes a sophisticated level of self-awareness to be able to feel your truth. Rid of your ego and say, this is how I'm actually feeling, and face it and process it. So, how does someone get to that point? It took me a long
I
time.
think, yes, Lisa, that's a really good question, because like in the early days when I, everyone, life can be a roller coaster, as we all know. You have your really down times, and you don't want too many rules when you're really feeling bad. And you can't get yourself out of bed, you really just need to. In the early days, I would just look at anything, breaking down my day into very small steps, and just what I needed in that moment, in that half an hour, and only doing the things that I had to do in that day, and looking for, I had my sort of list on the fridge of things that brought me joy. Because anything, if you can just take 2 minutes a day or 10 minutes a day to do something that brings you joy. Play like a child. Just go, okay, I need to sort of snap myself out of this, because this is just, it's not doing me any favors. This heaviness of life is just not working for me. Because I know, because according to the podcast I just listened to, if I don't snap myself out, I potentially can attract more of that, those challenging energies. And I don't want to do that. So if I'm feeling sad and bad, does it mean that I ignore that? No. It means that in the short term, I might need to distract myself with putting the radio on and singing or dancing to a funny song. Anything to distract myself and bump myself up into a higher vibe. Because if you hang down in the lower vibe, we need to lift ourselves up. So in the early days, anything that will bump yourself up into the higher vibe is a good thing. But then as we sort of, then the second step would be, okay, right. Now I don't want to ignore these heavy emotions that I'm feeling. So I need to acknowledge them and then say, hello, anger. How are you doing? Thanks for showing up. Because if we don't welcome those unpopular emotions, they get stuck in us and they're ignored. And they go, okay, well, I'll keep you down heavy. That's okay. If you choose to, keep the sadness, keep it down, contained within, restrained, contained. You can't move on. So the second step is that, okay, we sit in that bath, or we sit down on a garden bench or whatever. When we get that time, that 2 minutes, that 10 minutes, we just go, how do I feel? How do I really feel? about right now? How do I really feel? And if you feel anger, just welcome it. Welcome it. If you feel sadness, go, hello, sadness. Thanks for showing up. Because guess what? You might feel a bit bumpy for a moment. You may cry. You may want to punch a pillow. But you're acknowledging it. And that's the first step in the ABC of me that I talk about in my book. We need to do A. We need to do B. We need to do C to be free. A is acknowledge, allow, and accept how we feel. Most people, it's hard because we get so busy on that life hamster wheel that we don't feel how we feel. We can't do A. If we do A, then we know what we need because we're feeling angry. Oh, I'm feeling sad. Then we know what we need, what we feel. We can set a B boundary, and C is the communication of the boundaries. And then we can be free. But it doesn't happen overnight. It requires determination, it requires practice, and it requires vulnerability. It requires, but all is worth it. And baby steps, vulnerability to feel how we feel, because it'd be so much easier just to keep busy, wouldn't it? I mean, we can just keep busy. Oh, but if we can feel how we feel and then set our boundaries, well, then we can be free. Those emotions, most importantly, that weigh us down and hold us back from reaching to being free and happy and joyful and healthy and all those wonderful things that we all should enjoy. You know, that's our birthright. It's really our birthright. And we need to learn, remember how to tap into our true authentic self, because it is our true authentic self. That's how we are born onto this planet. But we get lost in the noise sometimes. You know, we all do, the past. Shaming and blaming and regretting, we get caught in our thoughts and they drain our energy in the past, and then they drain our energy when we fear the future. You know, so many times we go into our imagination and we go, oh gosh, you know, like, yes, good things could happen, but all this could happen, chung 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 chung. And when our mind goes in to negative thoughts, we're draining. But when we come into the present and we're mindful, we take that deep breath, we recharge, and then our inner state gets lifted, and then we attract according to our inner state. So it's really a matter of finding those ladders to lift us and going, okay, I acknowledge all those slippery snakes. I acknowledge. But I am going to let them move on, and I'm going to keep climbing ladders. Climbing ladders, you know, everyone knows healthy eating, exercise. People are getting into this breath work, you know, mantra, meditation. There's so many snakes, sorry, so many ladders that we can take to lift us. And then when we lift, we radiate. And we assist others. You know, every time we think of our friends, we think of our families, they get a higher vibe. Whereas if we're putting, as I say in the title of my book, we're putting ourselves last and not first, well, we tend to wear ourselves out and we're in the lower vibe area, and we think of our families, they get our lower vibe. So we're very powerful in that we are 100% responsible for what we attract. We are, it's only us. If we're not responsible for others' actions. We can never be responsible for others' actions. We wouldn't want to be. They're on their own path. They're doing their best that they can. So all we can control is our reaction, or how we respond to their action.
Absolutely.
And that's, and if we get lost, if we, someone comes to us and they're angry and we are angry back, there's a big negative energy bomb. And we are giving our power away. We are giving our power away. Our decision, we have choice. Or we could go, oh, this is interesting. There's this angry person coming towards me. Right. Okay. Well, maybe I attracted this because somewhere within me, there's a little tiny incy-wincy bit of anger.
Well,
And so I'm.
there's evidence that emotions have a measurable vibrational frequency, and we're all operating on frequency. So when we are going through that, we're putting out that frequency of anger, and that's attracting that back into our life. So if we talk about that even on a deeper level, we can get into the reticular activating system, which filters reality based on a dominant inner state. So whatever's happening in here, in our hearts, we're actually attracting back. So what we're actually thinking and feeling is attracting what we're getting back. It's so interesting.
I think they call it, do they call it the law of attraction? I've never read a book on it, Lisa, but I think it's the law of attraction. The vibration that you're sort of at, you tend to sort of attract into your life. So,
Absolutely. But what you were saying about the emotion, about the anger, it's like, if we feel that on a level and we're not processing it, it's not being cleared of our system, we're still emitting that frequency of anger,
yeah.
which thus is attracting another person with that frequency. And that's why we notice it, because what we focus our energy on is what we attract and what we see.
Yes, and life's a mirror. Another way of looking at it, life's a mirror. So if you're getting angry people, maybe look within our internal landscape, see whether we can sort of spot the anger, which is sometimes it's really tricky. Because I wouldn't like to think that I'm an angry person, but in the early days when I was clearing out all these heavy emotions, there would be the kids or which are a really good mirror, your children are a really good mirror to what you might need to look at. They'd come and they'd sometimes be disrespecting me or crossing over boundaries. And that was when I started to go, aha, this is a clue. This is a clue into something that I might need to look at to be able to step up in within me. So as I don't have that coming into my energy field. And that was, it was wonderful to have, well, sometimes not so wonderful, but to have four kids mirroring back at me what I need to look at. And they say, teenagers can be tricky, tricky creatures, but sometimes they would be very challenging.
For sure, for
Yes.
sure. So, do you want to talk to us a little bit about some of the unconscious patterns that sabotage us? So, what are some of the things that we don't even know we're doing that are sabotaging our own happiness and manifestations?
Yes, well, see, we're I think someone said that we're only sort of like we're 95% of our thoughts we're not even aware of because they're subconscious thoughts. So we're really so we're not even aware of these thoughts. So if we're not aware of these thoughts, well, we don't really know what we're projecting because we're too busy. So how do we keep track of these 60,000 thoughts? As we said before, we can't keep track of that. So the only way we can keep track is how we feel. And if we do a little check during the day of how we feel, that is a good signal as to how what we're projecting. So if we go, okay, so we do a little with the traffic lights or we're about to go into a meeting and or whatever we're doing, we're about to pick up children from school, whatever the situation. We just go, okay, Kind of stop for a minute for 2 to 2 minutes, and then we can feel how we're feeling. Well, then we know what emotion and what our frequency is that we're projecting out there, and what we can expect back, boomeranging back at us, as we'd say in Australia. Coming back towards us is what we project. I don't think we can ever subconscious thoughts. When we go deep into meditation, when we're sleeping, we can actually go into our thought programs really deeply. But the reality is, we're busy with life. We're on planet Earth. We've got families, jobs to do. We're busy creatures, so we haven't got that. But all we can do is just during the day, do a check, mindful minutes, whatever you want to call it. Set your phone to just check on your where you're at, what vibe you're at. Oh gosh, I'm at an angry vibe. Interesting. Or I'm a sad vibe. Or gosh, I'm up there. I'm in joy. I've just done a little dance. I'm being a bit silly. What vibe are you on? Because I believe that's what we're projecting, and what we'll get back thrown at us.
Absolutely. And what's so important is to realize that we do need to work on these things. So trauma, emotional wounds, and past addictions, like self-doubt, limiting beliefs, all of these things keep us stuck in low frequency, low vibe. So people need to be open to dealing with those things and not just running from them. Like you talk about sitting with our feelings and emotions and processing them, but they run so incredibly deep, and emotional trauma stays in the body. And until you address that properly, you can't actually move through that. So there's so many different things that we can do to process those things in different ways. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, well, just while we touch on that, like addictions, and like if your listeners are in a situation where they're not coping, I'm not a medical professional, and I don't think, Lisa, you're not a medical professional either. So yes, so like please seek professional medical advice. But with when we sorry, what was your question? Your question was
So I was just asking about how deep-rooted traumas, emotional wounds keep us stuck in low frequency vibe, and I wanted to know what you thought about that.
yes, well, yeah, our emotions do keep us down, and we tend to numb ourselves because we don't want to look at those emotions, those unpopular emotions. And we try our hardest not to look at them, which is counterproductive. So addictions, I believe, as books have been written, addictions are when we're trying to mask how we feel. So we don't want to look at what we feel. So I've come back from dates that haven't worked, and you grab the you go to the fridge and you grab that ice cream, punnet, and just into the ice cream. I'm fine, and we will do anything to not look at those heavy emotions, which is our downfall, which is our downfall long term, because if they can't be looked at, they're not going to move on. They're going to get stuck within us and hold us back from reaching our true potential. So but on that note, some trauma is so deep that antidepressants, I believe, have a place, because if you need to you look, self-care is the most important thing, and sometimes we can't look down in that well. Oh, look at those deep, dark emotions, unless we've got a little bit of assistance to actually peek in, have a look at them. Okay. Because, and so the antidepressants allow you to go, okay, well, I might have a little peek in at that sadness. Might have a little peek. And you can, because until it's felt, acknowledged, allowed, accepted, you can't move on. And so it's a tricky one, because we can, the self-care is so important. Self-care is paramount, because we can't do the ABC if we don't believe we're worthy to. We can't acknowledge, set boundaries, and communicate our boundaries if we think, oh, I'm not worthy of that. We're not going to have the courage to. We're not going to have the courage to stand up. We're not going to be vulnerable enough to express our feelings. So our self-care is so paramount. And then also another thing that holds us back, a really, really big thing that is a big sandbank for us, sandbag to stopping us rising up, is when we have resentment. We get stuck in victim mentality, when we go, oh, well, if I could just, once I change my boss, once my boss is gone, once my ex is out of my life, once. But these people, they may go, but you'll get another bad boss, or potentially another bad, annoying husband or partner, wife, if we haven't done the inside job. We haven't worked on ourselves to unwrap our truth, our authentic self, and looked at all those feelings that sort of we need to move on. So we've still got disrespect sort of hiding in the corner in our psyche. Well, guess what? Our next partner, they say about, the cycle, you leave one partner and then you go into another partner, and oh my gosh, like, how does this happen? They're disrespecting me. How did that happen? Why am I still getting abuse? I had that in my last relationship and I let go of that. Well, what? Now it's happening again, because we attract what we put out. We attract what we put out. If we remember just that one thing, okay, we attract what we put out. And so each day, make time to play. Like, really, each day, wake up and be in, gratitude. Gratitude, you hear that, gratitude diaries, people going, thank you, thank you, thank you. A good reason, because it lifts. We're grateful for the air we breathe. We're grateful for having fresh food and water available to us. We're grateful for the simple things. We attract more abundance into our lives, more of the good stuff. Whereas if we hang in victim mentality, we're judging too. We're judging. Well, then we're getting plugged down. The snake is taking us down into a lower vibe. So we really need to go have our list on the fridge of the ladders you're going to climb today. How am I going to lift my vibe so as I radiate a higher vibe and get that back? No? Like, if we just everyone woke up and go, okay, well, today I'm going to choose, because it is a choice thing, I'm going to choose joy. I'm going to choose forgiveness. I'm not going to hold on to that resentment. You do you, boss, partner, you do you. I can't change you. You do you, and I'm going to do me. No. Once we decide, we make the decision that we're not going to allow everyone else to hold us down. We're not responsible for what they projected us. It is just a projection, and that we're only responsible for what we project. what we can do, what we choose, then life starts. That's when my life started to sort of bump up, and from the roller coaster that I experienced for probably, 5 or 6 years, 3 years quite after the shock of my divorce, with 4 children, 25-year marriage, not knowing why. What had I done to deserve this? No, I was totally in victim mentality. What had I done? And so it's once we can move out of that and go, okay, this obstacle, this challenge, ooh, it could be an opportunity. Let me think about that. If this obstacle is coming to me, maybe it's something that I can look at to it could be the kindle wood to lift me up. Okay, so, oh, right. Okay, there's a lot of anger coming. Or there's a lot of sadness. I don't know. Shock. All those emotions that we feel when we go through a trauma. I mean, some psychiatrists, and well, they say there's seven sort of stages you go through when you're with grief, and then there's anger, and then there's, we blame ourselves, and oh, what if I'd done this, and then this wouldn't have happened, and blah. But when we get caught in our dramas of life, we're always going to have dramas. But if we can just go, okay, it's a drama. I can spend all day talking about it, living it, reliving it. But is that going to be good for me? Let me think about that. Is that going to lift me, or is that going to take me down and drain my energy? And we realize, oh, well, it's a drama. I don't think I'm going to go over this drama anymore. I'm going to leave that. I'm going to just let it go, let it go. And I'm going to choose joy, and I'm going to choose fun, and I'm going to choose spontaneity, and I'm going to choose, and I'm just going to let all the heaviness. Imagine it just moving out and away, acknowledging it though, not ignoring it. We ignore it, it gets stuck. Kundalini yoga, I did a lot of Kundalini yoga, and nearly became an instructor in Kundalini yoga, and it really goes into how these emotions need to be processed. And so how we can process them in a lot of time. Talking about how to stop, have that two mindful moments where we're fully present. But another way, if we don't want to do that way, there's other ways, and that's one way is to have hobbies that we enjoy. We enjoy them, we get a buzz up, but also hobbies keep us present. They keep us present. It doesn't matter if it's stamp collecting, I don't care about what it is. Doesn't matter, but when we're focused on our hobby, we're not in our mind. We're not in past, future, draining our energy. We're powering up, we're recharging, we're resetting. We're resetting our energy. We plug our phone in, let's plug us in. Let's do a 10 minutes of a hobby. Arrange some flowers, go and pick some flowers in the garden, put them in a vase. That's 10 minutes that we've powered up. Go and feed the fish in the pond. Go for a walk, hug a tree, whatever. Nature's good because that nature's emanating a high vibe, a peace vibe. Sattvic, as the Hindus would say, nature emanates peace. And so we're permeable beings of 72,000 energy channels. And when we're in, they talk about forest bathing. If we immerse ourselves in nature, we're immersing ourselves in a higher vibe. We have to go up. So, like, take your shoes off. If you're in an office, take your shoes off and sit, have your lunch in the park. Put your feet in the grass. just, little simple changes, little tweaks we can do each day to make us feel good.
And how important is the food we put in our bodies?
Yes. Well, of course, it's very important. But as when I learned, what I learned also in India, and from my journeys in India, was it's not only the food, but if food, of course, healthy, fresh food is so important, but it's how we digest it or not digest it. If we're busy, if we're standing up and eating, standing up or on the go, or if we're in our mind and we're not mindful when we're eating, the reality is the food isn't digested as well. And it needs to be digested to fuel us. So what I learned is also very tricky. Even if we're talking at 100 miles an hour while we're sort of, throwing down our food at 100 miles an hour, it's not The reality is, it's not going to be digested. So even that healthy sandwich, if we can just, eat it mindfully, it does help us as well. So healthy eating, sleep, all these wonderful things that people know, I think, exercise, sweating, having sweating each day,
Getting
is
your body
really
moving, right?
getting your body moving in any way that suits you. No rules. No rules. I think the thing is, wake up and don't feel into what you need. Feel into what you need. That's the key.
Yeah, I like
Feel
that.
into our feelings. Charlie Chapman's quoted in my book, "Problem with humanity, we think too much and feel too little." Feeling
That's
is the
beautiful.
key. Feeling is the key to unlocking our authentic, powerful self, our true self. It's the key. But we but there's so much we so many things that we choose not to feel, that we numb how we feel. We numb how we feel through, of course, alcohol, partying, busyness, addictions. I mean, the list is what? Very long. We're very clever in disguising how we feel, because we even society, it's not respectable for someone just to have a anger fit or crying fit. A toddler can get away with it. A toddler can be in the supermarket and have a wonderful time having a tantrum or But w w the reality is, that's not respectable. Society doesn't really allow that, endorse that. So we really need to find that quiet time to feel how we feel, so as we can be free.
Elizabeth, we're running out of time today, but I love how you just ended that sentence with you need to, set
Feel
yourself
how we feel.
free. Feel how we feel to set ourselves free. Do you want to tell our audience a little bit about your book and your services, and then I'll let you leave them with a really, really powerful last word.
Yes, well, I think feel how we feel to set ourselves free would be a really simple way of looking at that, because I think that's the key. The key is to stop, feel how we feel, and follow through with our feelings. And we can't follow through with our feelings and set boundaries if we're not feeling good about ourselves. So feel how we feel and bump up your self-care so as you can stand up for what's bothering you and be free. So my book, Free and First: Unlocking Your Ultimate Life, is available on my website, elizabethjane.com.au, .au for Australia, elizabethjane.com.au. And I'm about to launch a second edition of the book, which will be, so it's going to be a bright yellow cover. And has it's similar content, but that should be coming out very soon. And think that's about all. You can also tap into all my podcasts and interviews that I do around the world and within Australia by looking on elizabethjane.life. That's my Instagram, or through my Facebook, which is you can get through my website.
Amazing. We'll have all those links in the show notes as well for all of our listeners. But what a really great topic today, and it's been really great. It was really good to see you again.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. And it was wonderful to be here and to spread the joy and, so as everyone can feel good, because that's our birthright, to feel good and be free.
I love that. And with that, we shall let everyone go. Thank you again so much for being here with us. You're an amazing guest. And to all of you, thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned for the next episode. I'm sure we'll be going even deeper on these topics of, attraction, manifestation, and, how to regulate our nervous system. So thanks again, Elizabeth. You take care. And to our
Yeah, my
listeners, until
pleasure.
next time.
Yes.